One of the things I get from being able to follow Division IV soccer relatively closely is a look at not only the successes but the failures of different teams. Since 2009, possibly the biggest success story, or at least arguably the biggest success story in NPSL, is Chattanooga Football Club. One of the reasons Chattanooga is so successful is the distance between them and the other teams around them. With the exception of Memphis and New Orleans, most of the teams that Chattanooga FC plays are really only about 2.5 hours away from Chattanooga. New Orleans, on the other hand, has not had quite the same success, and they've been growing lately. I mean, the first time I ever went to a New Orleans game was 2012, when they were still in PDL, and I've gone since they moved to NPSL. They've started to recently embrace the supporters culture, and it really has changed the way that team runs. Now, the biggest problem for New Orleans is that their closest NPSL competitor is about 5 hours away. The Chattahooligans are able to travel in big numbers to pretty much every game that their team plays. The Jesters are trying this year for the first time ever to provide a bus trip to at least one away game. So today I'm going to go out and talk to the Chattahooligans, the loyal supporters of Chattanooga FC, as well as the Royal Court, the supporters of the New Orleans Jesters. There's been a bit of a conflict with them over the last few years about traveling and what it means. So I figured today I'd talk to Chattanooga about traveling to every game and talk to the Royal Court about the difficulties that they have traveling to follow their team during these 60 days of soccer. The All-American Soccer Podcasting Network.
Everybody that's a Chattahooligan, and it's getting bigger as we grow, the dedication is unbelievable.
In collaboration with Non-League America.
Other people would say that I am not a fan because of my inability to travel, which is their prerogative. I would disagree with them.
It's proud to present.
What better way than to drive 8 hours, to stand out in the smoking hot heat, yelling.
60 days of soccer.
It's tough being in the NPSL Southeast. We're the only team down here. Every other team is at least like 9 hours away. It is tough.
Today's episode, Chattanooga FC at the New Orleans Jesters.
So, sitting in here at Pan American Stadium in New Orleans, but I would almost guarantee that if you were listening to the background, you'd believe that this was purely Chattanooga territory. Feel free to roll your eyes at any of the questions. But, all right, so we'll start with this. Who are you?
My name is Bill Hammontree.
All right. Why are you here today watching amateur soccer when you could be doing literally anything else in the world?
I am supporting my community and my hometown, Chattanooga Football Club.
All right. Where your team goes, will you follow, you follow, you follow?
I have not missed a game yet.
All right. So, why is it? I of all the groups that I know of in NPSL Southeast, you guys are sort of the only group that is willing to travel to, you know, in good numbers to pretty much every game. Why is that?
Well, there's everybody that's a Chattahooligan, and it's getting bigger as we grow. The dedication is unbelievable. We traveled here last year. We probably had 25 to 30. I think we beat that this year. A lot of people didn't wear here last year came. It's great. I can't explain it. A lot of it's community involvement. Chattanooga is a pretty close-knit community. We support everything Chattanooga, so that's a big thing.
Right. So what difficulties do you guys find in traveling, especially with the number that you guys tend to go with?
Not too bad. A lot of us booked the same Airbnb. I got 11 of us in one Airbnb in the ninth ward. So, yeah, we're doing all right. I mean, we're having a great time. We're getting ready to go get our drink on. We're ready.
So I'm going to start this way. I always start this. Who are you?
My name is Jeremy Smith. I am, to be as modest as possible, I guess I am one of the original Royal Court members.
He's the founder, let's be honest.
I'm not
here.
The founder.
He's the founder.
There are several of us. It's not just me.
It's just him. All right. So why are you here today supporting D4 Soccer when you could literally be doing anything else in the world?
I enjoy the sport. I would love for it to be successful here in our city. It can be successful here in our city. This is the best product that we have currently. I guess that could be argued amongst who you ask, but this is the best product that we have in the city currently. So I'm here lending my support for that.
All right. So where your team goes, will you follow? You follow? You follow?
Yeah, that's a good call out. No. I won't. In fact, I have a wife and a job that requires me to work on weekends, and it's pretty difficult to get off of work. So as much as other people would say that I am not a fan because of my inability to travel, which is, I guess, is their prerogative. I would disagree with them, but I love the fact that there are some people that have the ability to travel with their team, especially an 8-hour trip.
Yeah, and you sort of led me right into my last question, which is, what are some of the difficulties, especially being down in New Orleans, that sort of make it difficult for you guys to travel?
Well, I mean, there was a chart going around that I saw, and I actually posted it on both our Twitter and our Facebook, that showed the difference in travel times for us specifically. I don't want to give any sort of excuse, because obviously, like, the fans from Tennessee here decided that they wanted to travel down, and that's great. Like, it's good for the sport. For us, I mean, honestly, it's I don't know. I mean, it's New Orleans. We have a lot going on. Where a lot of us are in the tourism industry, so we work a lot on the weekends when other people are off. So is that an excuse? Maybe not. But I mean, it's an excuse for me. If I could get all the other, I don't know, 50 or so people here that were here tonight with our group to travel, I would love it. But hopefully one day, that'd be great.
So I always start with this one. Who are you?
Hey, my name is Shelley Ears.
All right. Why are you here today watching amateur soccer when you could be doing literally anything else in the world?
Because this is the best way to spend a really long weekend with your family. And the Chattahooligans are like my second family. Ray has it.
All
right. And so what better way than to drive 8 hours, to stand out in the smoking hot heat, yelling? That's great. It's more entertaining than anything else we'd be doing.
So you've answered this question already, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
Uh-huh.
Where your team goes, will you follow, you follow, you follow?
Why, hell yeah, I will.
And why is that? What motivates you to drive, in this case, 8-9 hours?
Well, we like to joke that when we drove to New York City and back in a day and a half, everything's relative to that trip, but we like to support them. I mean, they play their hearts out in Chattanooga, and the least that we can do is those of us that can make it can drive the meager 6 hours, 8 hours, 4 hours, because really there's nothing we want more than to have them a great cheering section and have Fort Finley away from home. It's like a home away from home from Fort Finley.
Why do you think it is that most other NPSL teams, I mean, really outside of you guys in Detroit, they don't travel in any sort of number. Why do you think it is that Chattanooga, and I guess, I know you can't really speak for Detroit, but I'll pretend you can anyway,
okay.
Will travel where most other people won't?
I like to chalk it up to our really awesome Southern hospitality. So, you know, those damn Yankees, sometimes they just don't want to travel. So I think it's because we really do have that family aspect. So not only do we feel family towards our boys and we take care of them, but I think that we don't mind because it's something exciting for the scenic city. And if we can do a little home away from home and enjoy it there too, it doesn't really seem like that big of a burden or anything to us.
I always start with this. Who are you?
My name is Duncan Mantooth. I'm part of the Royal Court for the New Orleans Jesters.
All right. Why are you here today watching amateur soccer when you could be doing literally anything else in the world?
That's a good point. I do live in New Orleans, which is one of the greatest cities in the world, and there's so much to do in this great city. But I love soccer, and I love supporter.
All right. So I'll walk with you.
Right.
So where your team goes, will you follow, you follow, you follow?
It's tough being in the NPSL Southeast. We're the only team down here. Every other team is at least like 9 hours away. It is tough. Matt's still coming.
He's coming.
It's tough. I know a bunch of us are trying to get to the Birmingham game. We would like to travel. It's
you gotta load up.
It's tough to travel when you're so far away every single week.
All right, thank you very much.
So what's the end result? NPSL has done its best to regionalize to make travel easy for away fans. However, in the case of New Orleans, they're sort of in a soccer no man's land. Their closest competitor in Birmingham is about 5.5, maybe even 6 hours away from New Orleans. Meanwhile, Chattanooga, their second longest trip outside of New Orleans is to Memphis, which is about 5 hours away from Chattanooga. Outside of that, the rest of their away games are about 2.5, maybe 3 hours. I'm not really sure on geography, and end of the day, I don't really feel like researching it. There's a whole lot of different dynamics in New Orleans than there is in Chattanooga. I've gone to a few New Orleans games over the years, and truthfully, they don't get a lot of away fans from anywhere. Now, when there was a team in Ocean Springs and there was a team in Pensacola, those groups would make it over to New Orleans to watch. But outside of Chattanooga, you might see a Birmingham fan or two. You might see, you know, someone from Nashville. But the placement of New Orleans makes it real hard for them to travel. Is travel important? Obviously. Would New Orleans better be served playing in maybe the LPL? Maybe. But NPSL does have a sense of prestige to it. And while not everyone is going to be Chattanooga and be able to make these long road trips, the fact that the Royal Court are attempting to make some trips and attempting to make it a bigger deal in New Orleans is a very good thing for the team, the group, and for Southeastern soccer. Anyway, go ahead and follow me. I'm at Mind of Abram. Go ahead and follow the podcast. It's at Soccer in 60. Go ahead and follow Non-League America. They're at Non-League USA. You can even follow the podcast network, which is at the AASP.
You can go ahead and follow Bill. He's at Hammond Tree Bill. You can follow Jeremy. He's at Mr. _ Football. You can follow the Royal Court. They're at Royal Court NOLA. And Shelly is at Shelly Ayers 82. Chattanooga FC is at Chattanooga FC. And the New Orleans Jesters are at NOLA Jesters. I'll be back next week with more 60 Days of Soccer.